In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, it's Zoe Evans. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. We like your song. We're going to play again in just a few minutes. Where are you now?
I am in Brooklyn, New York. Been out here since about 2014.
2014.
From California.
So let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. You started in California.
Yes.
You went to New Mexico somehow. Is that right?
Yes, it's a long story. I was born in San Diego, California, but I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Gotcha.
Went to school in Boston, lived in San Francisco. Now I'm in New York.
So your advice to any new singer-songwriter, performer is travel as much as possible.
Nah, definitely. Travel. Get out there. Go to all the cities that you want to see and just follow your dreams, man, you know?
Do what you can, see what you can. And how'd you end up across the country in Brooklyn, New York?
I had friends who lived out there, and I always wanted to go to New York, and, you know, it's the place to be for music, right? So I just came out and stayed with them and then got my own apartment, and the rest is history, I suppose. It's extremely expensive, but
of course,
nowhere like it. So I definitely recommend anybody to live in New York for at least a year in their lives, you know?
What's the expression, live in New York, but leave before it makes you hard, and live in California and leave before it makes you soft?
Oh my gosh, that is so perfect. I've actually never heard that. That is very true.
Trademark Andy Bale, 2018, WHD. Reserves all
right.
Rights. Let's start a little bit at the beginning. California, it says here you learned to sing before you could talk. How is that possible?
Well, I guess my father raised us all to play piano and sing at very young ages. I won like a youngest ever performer award when I was 3 years old for the piano. And
wow.
He, you know, would always sing and play with us. So I've just been singing for forever, I guess.
Then the family moved and now you're in New Mexico and you're writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in New Mexico. I went to a very like artsy high school.
I bet you did.
Really
I bet you did.
To excel in my music with that. And then I studied at Berklee College of Music in Boston after that.
Berklee, that's a big deal. Berklee College of Music. What did you study there?
I studied songwriting and professional music. Got some scholarship money, so that was pretty awesome.
You know, we get a lot of people who are singer-songwriters coming through the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Not many of them went to Berklee. For their information, for all of our information, what do they teach you about songwriting at Berklee College of Music that you wouldn't have picked up otherwise?
That's an interesting question. I took lyric writing. They teach you like how to write your lyrics in such a form that you use the pronunciation of the words correctly with the way that the song would be, like the way the word sounds, just little details that make the song so much better.
It's kind of turning your poetry into lyric.
Totally. Yeah, it's so different, lyric writing and poetry writing, because I do write poetry, and it's like I don't use that for my music because it's so different. It sounds too rhymy or, I don't know, prose. I don't know what the word would be. But that's the thing as well, is I learned that like you can't teach music in the way that like you could write a song. You can't teach that. Like I realized I didn't have to go to school for what I was already doing. But it was such a good experience.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Zoe Evans. Then you leave Boston, which, as a Yankee fan, I think is a good idea. You head towards New York. You're heading east now. It's the Zoe Evans life tour. You find yourself in Brooklyn.
Right.
How is it going there? You doing a lot of gigs, a lot of shows?
Yeah, it's going really well. I just played at the Rockwood Music Hall in the city. What was that, on Saturday?
Do you have a day job as well?
Currently, yeah, I mean, not at the moment. I'm actually in between. I'm doing the music thing and, like, teaching and those kind of side things that are, like, getting me along at the moment. And my significant other is doing his things, and we're both musicians. It's kind of like the freelance thing, I guess you could say, right now.
Most of your money is probably made in shows. What else you got coming up?
But yeah, I play at this place called Tiff's in New Jersey, actually, every second Friday of the month. It's in Union, New Jersey. The second Friday in October coming up is when I'll be playing there next 6 to 9 p.m.
Gotcha.
At Tiff's Burgers and Ale House, yeah.
Let's talk about the song we're going to play again. How did that happen?
Yeah.
How'd you write that?
That one, I found this beat that I love from a producer called Kamikaze Beats, and I got the beat from him exclusively, so I own the beat now, and then I wrote the lyrics and the melody over it. So it was good because it was just a totally different style than what I usually write, and that like inspired just this whole new song. And I guess lyrically, I was just inspired by when you have a moment like in a relationship or in life, whatever, and you feel like, gosh, this is so good. Like, is it ever going to feel this good again? Are we ever going to be able to capture this feeling again? It's that kind of EDM, electro pop, vibe that's like very big right now, and it's just a whole different road for me musically, so it's exciting.
That whole idea of buying a beat and putting lyrics on top is a whole new road for music. I mean, in the last 15 years, I think it's like a new thing, right?
It's really good for me because I get stuck in like a specific guitar style or whatever, and then I want to break away. So it's really good for that.
Zoe Evans, what's your website?
I have my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Zoe Evans Music. You'll find me on Google, all that, if you just search Zoe Evans or Zoe Evans Music.
Here's that song again by Zoe Evans in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Zoe, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Andy. Take care. Be well.